USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Even as movie theaters, gyms, and salons are opening, and some states are allowing indoor dining, daily life in the United States won't get back to normal until at least late 2021, when a vaccine for COVID-19 could be widely distributed, according to the nation's leading infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci. And despite the fact the president said we're turning the corner in a campaign speech yesterday, Fauci disagrees.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, but I have to disagree with that, because if you look at statistics, they are disturbing. When people will be spending more time indoors, and that's not good for a respiratory-borne virus, you don't want to start off already with a baseline that's so high.
A report published by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that adults who tested positive for COVID-19 were twice as likely to report having eaten at a restaurant indoors within the last 2 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax lien properties or buying tax forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax lien investor kit to anyone that texts INVEST to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18 to 25% return secured by the government. It's so simple you can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tools. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's Tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
Historic negotiations between the Taliban and Afghanistan's political leadership opened in Qatar, offering a great chance of peace after decades of war. The U.S. had hoped negotiations would start within 2 weeks of when it initially signed the peace deal with the Taliban. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo attended the opening ceremony. He met with Taliban co-founder Mullah Abdul Ghani Bardar, who heads the organization's office in Qatar's capital, and the members of the Taliban negotiating team, according to State Department spokesperson Kale Brown. Oxford University says their trials of a coronavirus vaccine it's developing with pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca will begin again days after pausing due to reported side effects in a patient in Britain. The university says in large trials it's expected that some participants will become unwell, and every case must be carefully evaluated to ensure careful assessment of safety. It says globally over 18,000 individuals have received study vaccines as part of the trial. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Buckeye State is searching for a new health director again, and the details are right here from USA's Kenneth Burns.
Joan Duvey was appointed Ohio's new health director by Governor Mike DeWine, but she backed out, citing harassment of her predecessor. Duvey, who has been serving as South Carolina's public health director, told the state newspaper that conversations in which she learned about the difficulties faced by predecessor Amy Acton led her to reject the job in her home state. The Washington Post reports that public health workers around the country have faced a wave of protests in addition to political pressure since the pandemic had prompted widespread shutdowns. Acton had earned praise for her calm, stern approach, but that praise was followed by scorn, protests, and challenges to her authority. She ultimately left the post in June.
At least 8,800 migrant children who arrived at the southern border without their parents have been swiftly expelled from the country and denied U.S. refuge during the pandemic under an emergency policy, according to the Trump administration. In addition to the unaccompanied minors, approximately 7,600 members of migrant families with children have been expelled at the U.S.-Mexican border since the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a public health order authorizing these expulsions in mid-March. While single adults accounted for more than 159,000 expulsions, they've been carried out under the unprecedented restrictions which the Trump administration says are designed to avert coronavirus outbreaks inside migrant holding facilities among the broader U.S. population. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.